أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا ما في بطون هذه الأنعام خالصة لذكورنا ومحرم على أزواجنا وإن يكن ميتة فهم فيه شركاء سيجزيهم وصفهم إنه حكيم عليم. قد خسر الذين قتلوا أولادهم سفها بغير علم وحرموا ما رزقهم الله افتراء على الله قد ضلوا وما كانوا مهتدين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 140 and 141 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues, and this is the last two of the ills, the wrongs, the incorrect beliefs, and the result of that, the incorrect deeds and sacrifice of the Quraysh of Makkah, the polytheist. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا مَا فِي بُطُونِ هَذِهِ الْأَنْعَامِ. They say that whatever is in the wombs of these animals, خَالِصَةٌ لِتُكُورِنَا, they will be particularly, especially for our male, وَمُحَرَّمٌ عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِنَا, and they will be haram upon our wives, in other words, our females. That if and when they would slaughter an animal in the name of the idols, now that animal will be in the name of the idols, so that animal will go to the keeper of the idols. But sometimes it would happen that the animal is pregnant, and whatever comes out from the womb is still alive. So if it is alive, then they will slaughter that animal that was in the womb, and they will say, خَالِصَةٌ لِذُكُورِنَا, that this is purely and only for our males, وَمُحَرَّمٌ عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِنَا, and our females will be deprived from it, our wives will be deprived from it. Now what kind of religion can this be, that the sacrificed animal, it is only for male, it is not for female? However, they made one concession, وَإِن يَكُمْ مَيْتَةً, but if the animal in the womb is still born, in other words, at the time when we slaughtered, that animal is dead, فَهُمْ فِيهِ شُرَكَىٰ, then the male and the female, men and women, will all be partners in it. In other words, everybody will eat from that animal that it is still born, that is a carrion. سَيَجْزِيهِمْ وَصْفَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them the recompense, the punishment for these attributions that they have attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because remember, all of this they are saying, it is the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Innahu hakeemun aleem. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowledgeable. Allah knows everything. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His wisdom would not give such commandments to mankind that are unfair, that does not make any sense whatsoever. Alimun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows where all of this comes, that we had discussed some few verses. It is because of the corruption of the heart. It is because of that kufr in that heart, the shirk in the hearts of theirs, that is why they went to do all of these things that doesn't make sense, and sacrificing in the names of the idols. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala terminates this discussion by saying, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ قَتَلُوا أَوْلَادَهُمْ سَفَهَمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Those people who have been killing their offspring, their children, in this case their daughters, have certainly deviated. And why they had been killing? Safahan. They had been doing it foolishly. There was no rationale behind it. They either had that stigma of having more daughters, or daughters over sons, or it was because they did not want to maintain and support them. بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without any knowledge whatsoever, they are slowly but surely, they are deviating from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَرَّمُوا مَا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ, and those people that had made haram what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sustained. Allah had given them livestock, Allah had given them food, crops, wheat, all of that. But what they did, they made it haram upon themselves, and then they sacrificed it in the name of these idols. All of that is absolute total deviation, iftira'an 'ala Allah, and all of this they did iftira, fabricating in the name of Allah, making the claim that it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had commanded them to do all of this. Qad dhallu, Allah ta'ala says, certainly they have deviated. Wama kanu muhtadeen, and they have not found guidance, and they have not been guided. Here again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala terminates, and again we all need to take stock of our deeds. Are we doing things only and purely for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, number one? And are our sacrifices, our endeavors, according to the commandments of Allah? Are we doing what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to do? And are we doing according to the commandments of Allah? May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu alaykum.